Welcome to the You Can Be Unstoppable podcast. My name is Ewelina Szczeblecka, your host and certified hypnotherapist. In this podcast, I will share with you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind. I intend to share with you how learning how to use the power of your subconscious mind can help you to create successful an abundant life with ease, how to connect with yourself while fostering a healthy relationship with your body and mind. Tapping into the power of the subconscious mind will help you to learn how to manage your emotions, become more resilient and present in all of your relationships. Self-love and self-worth are the keys to the kingdom of success and abundance, to happy and healthy life on your terms. Welcome to another episode of You Can Be Unstoppable. Oh my God, I missed you guys so much. It has been a hot minute or two since my last episode. I know I've been a bit Mia for a while. However, there's been a lot going on in my life behind the scenes. There's been a lot of shifts and changes. I needed a time out to gain more clarity, to come back to myself, to regroup and be the best that I can be for you guys. We all have stuff that we're going through. I'm not immune to that. I am growing and evolving as much as you do, maybe on a different level and from a different perspective. But we are all humans having this experience on this planet Earth. No one is immune. And there has been a lot going on in my life, and I needed to get clear where do I want to put my energy, where do I want to focus, because it's very easy to do all the things and get into an overwhelm and then actually do nothing because the overwhelm overpower us completely and then leads to burnout, health problems and everything else. So I know it has been a hot minute. Like I said, I've missed you guys. I've missed sharing my wisdom with you. And take, you know, whatever you resonate with you, you can leave the rest out. So I'm so happy that I'm back, that I'm here. And I think what I've decided to talk about to you guys today is so important for every single one of us to examine, because it doesn't really matter where you are on your journey, whether you have your best life or you're not where you want to be, or you're up-leveling, or you're changing, or you have no idea, have no clarity about where you want to go. We all struggle with this. And what really prompted this episode is this very young person that I recently spoke to and gave some advice, because this person was so afraid and get into this all sorts of levels of anxiety about doing something that she hasn't done before, something that was unknown to her. She's never done anything like that, and naturally it causes some level of anxiety. And anxiety in itself is not bad. We need it. We need that certain level of fear, because that what keeps
us alive. It stops us from doing crazy, silly, irresponsible things. However, having said this, the problem comes in when it takes over, when it stops you from going after your dreams, when it stops you from doing anything. So I had a conversation with this person about, you know, what is that she wants to do and why is the anxiety coming up and what is that, you know, telling her, what is this doing to her, you know, what is the benefit of not doing the thing? Because there's always a benefit if we are afraid, or maybe a different way. If there's something that we really want to do, but we're not doing it, there is a benefit to that. And I know that you might be like, what are you on about? But if you really think about it, there's always a secondary, often hidden benefit to us not doing the very thing that we say they want to do. But I digress. So I had a conversation with this really young person. You know, gave her advice and I said, like, sit on it, ponder, and see, you know, what you want to do after. And you know what? She went ahead, did the thing. She had the best time. She had an amazing time doing whatever it is that she wanted to do. And she even managed to curb or take charge of the anxiety. And that's the thing. What is the fear of not knowing? Why do we fear something that we haven't done before? And the thing is, it is normal because in those situations, it's the chimp, that part of our brain that some experts call the chimp. And I really like that expression because it's that prime part of our brain that kicks in and stops us from doing something that is unknown, different, you've never done before, it's not familiar to you, and the brain cannot predict what may or may not happen. And naturally, we go into negativity. Why? Because the chimp, that part of the brain, is there to protect you. That is the number one job that the brain has. That chimp, that role of the chimp that we all have, and it puts its ugly head into our lives all the time. It's to protect us. Your survival is the fair thing at the forefront of everything that the chimp do. And if it cannot predict what may or may not happen, even if where you are is not good for you and you really should be doing some changes, the chimp will try to keep you where you are because it can predict, you know, how you're supposed to behave to survive. It struggles to navigate the unknown. So what happens? You know, the anxiety kicks in. We come up with worst case scenarios and we say, oh, but what if this and what if that and what if this is not going to work and that may happen and this may happen. And then as we're thinking about this, that creates an emotional response in our body. And as we're having the thoughts, the emotional response, guess what? You have a corresponding behavior or action or no action correlated to that. And then we go into the rabbit hole and we spiral deeper and deeper into like, oh no, I don't want to do this and I'm anxious about this and what about this and oh my God, I'm not sure about doing this. And believe me, I know exactly what I'm talking about because that used to be me. Overthinking was my second name. Oh my God, I literally could not make a decision. Because the what if was paralyzing me. But what I didn't realize then is the chimp's role in this. So when we think about it, that in those situations, or if someone criticizes you, or someone wants something to you, and chimp comes up because he wants to protect you. And when we're in that playing field, you know, we come up with what if and worst case scenarios, then we will try to convince why this thing that we want to do is a bad idea. We will start to procrastinate, or we go into perfectionism, we get into overwhelm, and then we tell ourselves that this is the problem. The thing that we're not doing, the trip that we want to do that we're not doing, we're not looking for the new job, we're not getting a divorce, we're not starting this business, or follow up with the idea that we have, we not show up in our business, we're not doing lives in our businesses, we're not reaching out for clients. We tell ourselves that the problem is because we're not good enough, we procrastinate, but we're not looking into the core reason behind it. There is a reason, because when chimp comes up and stops you from doing the very thing that you need to do, it bases its action, its decisions, the prompts that it gives you from the past. It uses the past as a predictor. It uses the past to navigate how you should or should not act or behave, or what you're supposed to say. And also, it's much faster than your conscious brain. So consciously, you may want to be doing this or that. You want to leave the job because you don't like it and start a new one. You want to start the business. You want to leave your toxic relationship. But the chimp is much faster. And based upon your childhood, your past experiences, your beliefs, the social conditioning, the family that you grew up, the school you went to, your friends, everything from your past, it uses to inform its decision. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily a good one for you, because quite often we hold social norms and programming and beliefs, stories from the past that are not necessarily ours, that have been given to us from the environment we grew up in. But we take them as ours and we hold to them for dear life. We attach to them. And there's so much more that I can say around here, but I want to keep it short. So what can you do about that? How can you work with the chimp? You have to soothe the chimp. That's one of the things. In a moment, you have to soothe the chimp to take off its guard. That's one of the things that you can do. One of the very, very powerful things is working on your subconscious mind, your subconscious beliefs, ideas, stories, patterns, because that's where chimp resides. That's where the informations are that chimp uses. And when we look into the root cause and we reframe with our adult mind the stories and the beliefs that we have, we rewire our brain. There's something that's called neuroplasticity. So we can rewire our brain. And why wouldn't we do that if we can? You've got that power. It's so powerful. Use it. Rewire your brain to what is going to serve you to create the desires that you have, to manifest the life that you want, to live the life that you really want. However that looks like for you, not what the society tells you that you should be doing. What is that you want? Rewire your brain to help you achieve that at the subconscious level. Manage your self-talk, because that's where is our attention. And where is our attention, our focus? This is where our energy goes, and that's where we get more of. And a different perspective to that, if you think about the universe, God, or however that works for you, it doesn't really matter, use whatever that you resonate with. If you think about the universe as this entity that always says yes. So if you tell to yourself, I'm not good enough, why would I do this? This is never going to work with me. The universe says, yes, this is not going to work with you. And it's going to continue to give you situation, places, people, events that continue to prove to you that this is not going to work for you. So if you think about it, when the universe always says yes, then you need to work on that subconscious beliefs, that self-talk, and say, yes, this is going to work with me. Everything always works out for me. I'm amazing. I'm good enough. I'm worthy enough. And the universe says, yes, you are worthy enough. You are good enough for your desires. That's where meditation comes in, because it helps you to bring that awareness and become an observer of the thoughts that you have. You know, just the fact that you are aware of the fact that you have thoughts, it's powerful. Learn to observe where your thinking goes. Because that in itself is going to be incredibly powerful. It's going to inform you why your life looks the way it looks. And that, for the start, I think is a lot to take on board. If you start from those simple steps, you start practicing meditation. And that doesn't mean that you only sit for half an hour on a cushion when you on your way through it. It's being mindful at all times. It's becoming an observer of your thoughts, of that self-talk that you have, and manage it. And when you catch yourself having not such a powerful or empowering or supportive thoughts, you say, stop. Stop, we're not doing this anymore. What would be a better thought? How can you reframe the story that you tell yourself? And then obviously work at the subconscious level with someone like myself who does hypnosis, which is such an amazing gateway into your subconscious mind, to rewire the prism, the map of the world that you have, that's been given to you. Create your own, very own map of the world, the prism through which you want to see yourself and the world. Because how you see yourself is how everyone else around sees you. Everything starts from you. It's how you love yourself, is how other people will love you, is how you will be able to show the love to other people. How you respect yourself is how others will respect you. You know, what sort of boundaries you have towards yourself and others is how others will relate to you. You know, when you're worthy, you'll be having better boundaries. You won't allow people to walk all over you. There's so much to it. But just bear in mind that when we fear of the unknown, that's where the chimp kicks in and starts to meddle in our lives, because it has good intentions. It tries to protect you. It's all about your survival. It's your survival. That's the number one job. And then it's the basically it's about your survival to continue the species. So you need offsprings. But you need to survive first, have the offsprings, and then survive long enough so the offsprings survive. And I know that's kind of basic, but this is exactly the core of how does this operate. And we have to go back to the root, to the real us. Who is that? Is you? Who are you when you strip down the programming, the social conditioning, what parents told you, what the school told you? Who is you? You, the true, real you. When you strip all this, what is that you want? What is your vision for you? But you need to allow yourself to be seen by you. You need to allow yourself to look within and do the work. Because without that, not much will change. And don't get me wrong, this is not an easy job. It's uncomfortable, it can be hard, it can be really difficult to accept the ugly parts of ourselves. And that's why so many people don't do the work, or they fail, or they stop. But I believe in you, you can do it one step at a time. Just keep showing up for yourself. Start loving yourself. This is quite the episode for the first episode to be back, but I trust that you are going to take what you need from this episode. Send me any messages if there's anything in particular that you want me to talk about. And I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. If you found value in this podcast, I would like to ask you to leave a positive review explaining how this episode helped you to improve your life. I ask you to do this because this will help other people to improve their lives as well. Share and spread the love all around you. Raise your vibrations to improve your life. If you would like more transformational content like this, connect with me on Instagram. You can find the link in the description of this podcast, and I'll see you over in the next episode.